yesterday that the cohomology of non-compact humoral varieties might be useful. So we'll focus on such non-compact humoral varieties. And if you want the theorem, but in an imprecise form, is that all you saw in this workshop about the elliptic cohomology of proper humoral varieties is also true for non-proper humoral varieties. So under one assumption is that the group is unramified at P. So the group giving rise to your humoral variety. Okay, so I will just begin with some reminder. So the first thing is a very general theorem about elliptic cohomology proved by Sophie Morel in her thesis, and it is a really wonderful theorem. So the general theorem is the following. You take X over a finite field, which is any scheme of finite type if you want. You take any open subscheme, so it is non-proper, it is non-smooth. Okay? For me, this means open, so open subscheme. You take any perverse sheaf on the open part, so we will have examples later of perverse sheaf. And you assume that it is pure of some weight A. So purity is really the main assumption. Then you have a formula for the intermediate extension to the whole scheme. So intermediate extension is usually denoted by that. So in fact, you can get it just by normal pushing into the scheme and then some weight truncation. So somehow defining this weight truncation is really the clever part, because it may seem to be usual, but it is not usual. So why is this theorem related to humoral varieties? Of course, okay, that's the joke. So the application of Sophie Morel, it was when U is a special fiber over a finite field of a Shimura variety with good reduction, so this implies that U is smooth. And X is the minimal compactification. And she applied this theorem just to the constant sheaf, okay? Or if you want, automorphic local systems. And So this sheaf is perverse because U is smooth, and it is pure because U is smooth. So is perverse pure. And ready, this uses the smoothness. Okay, and that one can do plenty of things just with this theorem in this context. Okay, so that's the first reminder. Then perhaps the second reminder will be just definition of the semi-simple trace, which appeared already in the last talk of Peter Scholze. So the semi-simple trace was introduced by Rapoport to study bad reduction of tumor varieties, and indeed it will be useful for us. So you just take EV, a finite extension of QP. You consider a continuous Eladic representation. So it is continuous, and it is a QL or QL bar as you want, vector space. Then you define the semi-simple trace of the provenance of the residue field of this inside this representation as the following. I just write and I explain. So what's that? So first, you choose a filtration on your space, which is Galois stable. And you assume that the inertia, this guy, acts on the graduated part, this guy, via a finite quotient. So such filtration exists by Grothendieck local monodromy theorem. Then you just take the invariant under this finite action. So this is an unramified Galois representation, and you just take the trace of the provenance, and then you take the sum over all parts of the filtration, okay? And this is independent of the filtration, and this is very nicely behaved. We will see later. For instance, when this is the etal cohomology of a smooth scheme over EV with bad reduction, you can compute this trace thanks to a Lefschetz formula. Okay, so in fact, to prove the theorem I wrote there, I will give first a precise example, and then I will explain how this example can be adapted to many, many different situations. So the first example will be the case of Iwaori level structure. So what are the assumptions? We take G over Q, a reductive group, connected and so on, as always, which give rise to PL tumor variety of state A or C. So the real assumption is that the group is unramified at P. I cannot remove it. But for simplicity, we will also assume that, in fact, G over QP is a product of Weyl restriction of split groups. So no p-adic unitary group. But this can be removed by recent work of Pappas and Zhu. Then I look at, I mean, always the same thing as everybody in this week. So I look at SHU over the reflex field. So it is a Shimura variety attached to this group. And I assume that I have Iwaori level at P. I don't specify the level outside P, I mean, it has no importance. So I choose V above P, a place of the reflex field, okay? And so we get something better, we get some integral model, SU over the localization. What is that? It's a standard integral model you saw in Cariani talks, for instance, parameterizing flag of finite flat subgroups. Okay. So the basic fact is that this scheme always has bad reduction, okay? So the picture is like that. Here it's the trait. This is generic fiber. Okay, this is special fiber. And so, in fact, Kotbitz and Rapoport defined a stratification of the spatial fiber, which is somehow the stratification by the singularities. So, so there is stratification. So assume that K is the residue field. So what do I want to say? That this scheme of our finite field is a disjoint union. So we have a finite set, and then we have a strata. So what is this finite set? It is just a finite subset of the affine veil group of G of QP. So this stratification is nice because each strata is smooth. And in fact, when I look at the vanishing cycles of my scheme with bad reduction and I restrict it to each strata, it is still a smooth sheaf. So that's why we can say it's stratification by singularities. Okay? So in this picture, Okay? For instance, this point is a KR strata. And I mean the open part is also a KR strata. Okay. Now we turn to compactifications. So the theorem is the following. It is due to Kai Wenlan and myself. I mean, you have to mix up our work. And the theorem is that there exists a compactification minimal. So my integral model. Here we are over the integral. So this is a minimal compactification. That. So, first, when you base change to C, it's a standard minimal compactification. And second property is that the boundary has a stratification, so we saw that many times. I will just write mean. And so the boundary is the union of other Shimura varieties. And each of these small Shimura varieties has Iwa Ori level. So each of these strata itself has bad reduction, okay? And of course, the main emphasis you have to be careful with the minimal compactification that even on generic fiber, it's not smooth. It's never smooth except in the case of modular curve. And it has complicated singularities. So the picture is like that. I take my tray, generic point, special point. Here I have something singular at infinity. So this is infinity, the minimal compactification. And here I have something singular both at finite distance and also at infinity. So this is like that. Okay? This is infinity. So what can we say? Finally, on the special fiber of the minimal compactification, we have two stratifications. So, minimal compactification, and I take the special fiber. So we have two stratifications. The first is stratification by the boundary components, which is just written there. So, smaller Shimura varieties with bad reduction, but on each such small Shimura varieties, you have the Kodvitz-Rapoport stratification. So on the wool variety, special fiber, and all the boundary strata. Okay, perhaps if you want, there is a better picture of the minimal compactification there, but I will explain it later. So in fact, we will show in some unprecise meaning that the interaction between both stratification is as simple as it could be, because it could really be the mess. So interaction between both is simple. So now the first perverse sheaf. I look at the generic fiber of the minimal compactification. So SLH is generic. Yes. In fact, we can get minimal compactification of KR strata in this way, if you want. You will see later. So we define a complex. So this is generic fiber. It's the intersection complex. Why is that interesting? Because this space is singular. So just a word, I mean, such complex are really, really natural, because in fact they allow you to get rid of the singularities of the space. So if you want, is that this complex is as complicated as the singularities, but in some sense, in the other direction. So in a way, that both complications, singularity and complex, cancel. And so that if I define the intersection of the generic fiber I just, of course, go to the algebraic closure on coefficient, or I don't write coefficient. So what is that? It's just the intersection, the cohomology of the same scheme with value in this strange complex. So outful scheme, outful complex. But the cohomology is very well behaved. So what does that mean? It satisfies Poincaré duality, as if everything were smooth. It satisfies Lefschetz decomposition. We have to use projectivity assumption. It satisfies purity and unramifiedness almost everywhere. As a representation of the Galois group. Okay, and it can be expressed in terms of discrete automorphic forms thanks to the Matsushima formula and this conjecture due to Rapoport, Lo and Giga, and so on. So, what we want to do, of course, we want to study the local action at the place of bad reduction, on such a cohomology group. Okay, so the first thing to do is to go to the special fiber and to show that this cohomology can be computed on the special fiber. So, I can state it as a proposition. So, okay, I just use the notation. So Jai is this open immersion inside the minimal compactification. So, okay, there are four statements. The first is that the intersection cohomology of the generic fiber is in fact the cohomology of the special fiber. So the minimal compactification, integral model, special fiber, with value, first in vanishing cycles, and then I take not direct extension of the constant sheaf, it does not exist in this context, but intermediate extension of the vanishing cycles. This exists because vanishing cycles are perverse up to sheaf. So that's what I said, intersection cohomology can be computed as intersection cohomology in the special fiber, but with value in the vanishing cycles. So another statement, perhaps more concrete, is the same, but forget about intersection cohomology. So say compactly supported cohomology of the Shimura variety, now we forget compactification, it can be computed on the special fiber with value in the vanishing cycles. The same statement, but for compactly supported cohomology. And in fact, there are local statements. So the local statement is that on the minimal compactification on the special fiber, we have such a formula. And we have another formula. Okay. So, such formula might seem completely like formal and so on, but this is really not the case. In fact, this formula, for instance, it already tells you something about the interaction of both stratification by KR strata and boundary strata. Because this guy takes care of the bad reduction, so this guy takes care of the KR stratification, and this guy takes care of the boundary strata, of the singularities coming at infinity. So this statement, in fact, is already in some way a statement that KR singularities and infinity boundary singularities interact little. So in fact, what is the sketch of proof of this? In fact, I mean, due to abstract nonsense, it suffices to prove this, okay? If you have this, you look at the Poincaré dual, you apply cohomology and you get this. And to get this and this, you just have to love perversitude. So the proof will be very, very easy, but it will involve something else. So this toroidal compactification. So there is, I mean, if you want it a theorem, that there exists an integral model of the toroidal compactification. So all is integral. I can't go inside the minimal. I can't go inside the toroidal as well. And there is a proper map. So in fact, it is enough to show what I want, the commutation, but on the toroidal level. Because then I just apply direct image by this proper map, and that as it is proper, we have proper base strength. So we just have to check this on the toroidal compactification. But the point is that there exists a map from one side to the other, which is just an adjunction map. And to check that a map is an isomorphism, it's a local question for the etale topology. But we are fortunate because the local structure of the toroidal compactification is very, very simple. It's like a product structure. So the fact is that toroidal compactification, you look at it locally at infinity. Okay? So it's something like that. There is like these strata, these small Shimura varieties. With bad reduction. So you already saw that in Kerti's talk. And then there is some abelian scheme. So this is a proper smooth map. And then there is just a torus and a torus embedding. So perhaps I should just erase a little bit. And then there is a torus and a torus embedding. And of course, the torus, it's the open variety without tor. Torus is this part, and the torus embedding is the compactification part, okay? So, we want to prove such a commutation statement. But just look near the infinity. What do you get? So I just... You want to look at vanishing cycles there, on the open part, and you want to push them in this direction and show that you can first push and then take vanishing cycles. But as everything is smooth, vanishing cycles, in fact, come from vanishing cycles on the small Shimura varieties by inverse image. So somehow you do something silly. You have something constant on the base, and you just do some push forward, but it is like a product, so this formula is just obvious, in fact. If you want, it's projection formula for etale cohomology. Okay, so that's, so we get this statement. So then, the second thing to do is to apply Lefschetz formula. Lefschetz counting formula. So, in fact, what is the thing we want to compute? The thing we want to compute is the following. The semi-simple trace of the Frobenius at V acting on this intersection cohomology of the special fiber. Of course, it's alternating sum and so on. So to apply Lefschetz, we need to be on the special fiber. So we just apply this proposition, which is, I don't know, perhaps on the other side. Okay? And you get semi-simple trace of the Frobenius. Or perhaps, okay, just notation, I take j is any number greater than zero, and kj is the extension of degree g, j. Okay? Perhaps you just want some power of the Frobenius. It's exactly the same. Sorry? But that's the name. That's another one. This guy will never be on top. And this guy will never be on the ground. So. So I look at the special fiber, and I look at the intermediate extension of the vanishing cycles. That's my proposition. Then I can apply Lefschetz formula, because for a semi-simple trace, that's the main point, there is the Lefschetz counting formula. So I get the sum over rational points over finite fields. So over this extension, so okay, I will put on top, as I said. And then you have a local term, which is a semi-simple trace of the Frobenius at this point on the stalk of the sheaf, stalk at any geometric point over your fixed points. Okay? So of course, you need to compute these loci terms. So, the first case is the case when you are not at the boundary, when you are inside your big Shimura variety, okay? So, if they were good reduction, I mean, it would be a silly question. It would just be the constant shift. So the case outside the boundary. That means that X is in fact in the Shimura variety. So the fact is that this semi-simple trace can be computed explicitly. So here I can forget the intersection complex, in fact. And so it was conjecture by Kodzic. The conjecture was proved by Gaius Guri and Ains and Go, and in the most general setting, it was proved recently by Pappas and Zhu. So essentially, just in a word, in fact, this function depends only on the KR strata. On which X lies, I mean, that's normal because this is quite is almost constant on each KR strata, so this is obvious. It depends only on the KR strata. So this semi-simple trace, in fact, it defines a function from the set of strata to QL bar. So this is inside the affine Bell group. So in fact, you get a function on the Ecker-Iwari algebra, naturally, with support in this set. And in fact, this function can be shown to be central. And it's very explicit, it's called the Bernstein function. So that's the conjecture of Kodzic. That's a very nice function. But it will not be important for me. Okay? So now we have to switch to the boundary and to see what is the local term at the boundary. So now we will face difficulty, in fact. So that's the case at infinity. So that means that I take a rational point, but on a boundary strata. So of course, one would like to apply Morel generalized results. That's the general, I mean, that's the obvious way to do that, okay? But there is one basic issue, is that vanishing cycles are not pure. They are never pure. And the theorem was okay just for pure shifts. So we can fear that the rule strategy collapse and you can do nothing. But in fact, you can do very, very silly thing and it will work. So I can first introduce some pure sheaf on my special fiber. So that's before compactification. So what are those pure sheaves? They are linked to Codby-Rapoport stratification, and they are the intersection complex of each K-R strata. So I call it ICW, nothing to do with the other IC. So it's the intersection complex of K-R strata, parameterized by W. So they are pure of weight zero. So if you want, by abstract nonsense, in some Grothendieck group, we can decompose vanishing cycles on these bases. So there exists for all, so there exists number M W I in Z for all W in the set of strata and all integral I, such that vanishing cycles. So I'm not on the minimal compactification. For the moment, I'm on the open part. So this is the sum over all KR strata and all integrals in a Grothendieck group of this multiplicity, which is unknown, which is related to Cassegrain Lustig polynomial, and these elementary perverse sheaves, which is just twisted by Tate. So this is an empty statement. This is completely trivial. Okay? So one can apply Morel theorem to each of these pure sheaves because they are pure. But then we must understand the interaction between KR strata they are pure. Oh, I use that vanishing cycles are mixed and so on, and I use local modal theory. I mean, I said it was a trivial statement. It's a trivial statement when you know local modal, not before. No, okay, we use theorem of Gabor and so on, and perhaps, like... Depending what you call trivial. Okay, so what is the basic proposition? Is that the KR strata parameterized by W, so either does not meet the boundary, for instance, if it is supersingular or something like that, so does not meet my boundary strata, or it meets the strata at a well-determined Codby-Rapoport strata. Or there exists a unique W prime such that the KRW on the big Shimura varieties meets the boundary at one of the Codby-Rapoport strata of this boundary, and this is the W strata. So we will do graphical proofs because the graphic is there, and we will use the minimal and the toroidal compactification. So here on the top, that's the toroidal compactification. So, So, there, okay, there, this curve is the strata. So it's a Shimura variety with bad reduction. So the bad reduction is there, and so this is a K-R strata. Then I take an abelian scheme in this direction, I take a torus in this direction, and on the top of the torus, there is the torus embedding, okay? So the boundary of the toroidal compactification is the face above, okay? So it has bad reduction. So the minimal compactification is there. Outside infinity is the same. It's a Shimura variety. And just, you collapse everything at infinity, and you just keep the small Shimura variety. So just imagine that you collapse the face above, but not a whole collapse, just like in this direction, you collapse that, and you get something like that. Okay? That's the picture of the minimal compactification. So what does my statement say? That if I take a K-R strata in the open variety, that's something like that, and I go to the boundary, and indeed, I just get a K-R strata of the boundary strata. So, I mean, this statement is quite obvious on the toroidal compactification, because a K-R strata of the whole Shimura varieties, in fact, is induced by a K-R strata there. As everything is smooth except these, I mean, I cannot write, okay, I will not manage to draw it, but the K-R strata on the Shimura varieties, it's like a plane like that. You just take the K-R strata there, and you take inverse image. So then, in fact, my proposition is quite obvious. Okay. So my statement was not so precise. So if you want, you take the closure of the strata, the RP closure, you take the intersection with that, you reduce the intersection, and then it is equal to the closure of a unique K-R strata in that. So, somehow this is okay to compute. No, it's not empty. Extreme goes like to ordinary things, and it's not empty for extreme. It's empty for, I mean, for the length zero thing, it's empty, of course. And then it depends on the P rank. Essentially, if the P rank is not zero on the K-R strata, it's not empty. If the P rank is zero, then it's empty. It does not meet. So this is okay to compute. My intersection complex of the strata, and I push it to the minimal compactification using direct intermediate extension, and thanks to that, we can compute that, because, I mean, it's not trivial. We apply Morel theorem, and we apply some version of Pink theorem for intersection cohomology. But I will not go into the details. It can't be done. But then something remains, because I mean, we are not interested in such complexes. We are interested in the vanishing cycles. And somewhere, all the information is in the multiplicities. So we have to relate the multiplicities with some multiplicities at the boundary. Okay? So we need to relate multiplicity and the boundary. So, I give the proposition, it's very easy. I just write W goes to W prime, that means that I'm in this situation, okay? That's the situation that matters. Then, in fact, multiplicity are equal. And in fact, this is a key fact. And why is that true? How were defined such multiplicities? So this was defined by decomposing big vanishing cycles, so R psi for the big Shimura varieties, in terms of the basis of intersection complex of ICW. Okay. How is that defined? I didn't explain it to you, but you can guess. It's the same, but for a smaller Shimura variety. So by definition, you decompose the vanishing cycle for a small Shimura variety in terms of the intersection complex of the small KR strata. If you want, this statement is a compatibility from going to a Levy factor to a whole group and doing decomposition for vanishing cycles. So why is this true? You can check it on the toroidal compactification. Essentially, when you take vanishing cycles for the big Shimura variety and you look locally at infinity, because of this picture, vanishing cycles come from the ground. So they are like inverse image of small vanishing cycles. And we have seen that somehow for the Kotwitz-Rapoport strata, it is the same. Kotwitz-Rapoport strata of the big scheme come by inverse image of Kotwitz-Rapoport strata, so this point of the small Shimura varieties. So we get that ICW is also the inverse image of ICW prime. ICW prime is there, ICW is the whole pink thing, and then the statement is obvious. So what do we get? We get a theorem. So I state it in a simple way. That means in the non-endoscopic case, and we just get the same theorem as the one that Peter Scholter wrote yesterday, but now for non-compact Shimura varieties. That means that the factor at V of the semi-simple zeta function, usual one, but just you take semi-simple trace instead of trace, evaluated in S, and you look intersection cohomology of the generic fiber, is it what you get? The product of our all finite representation of the semi-simple zeta function at V evaluated in S minus the dimension over 2 of the representation at P and some representation of the dual group. And this is raised to some power, which is just like automorphic multiplicity, this number A of pi S. So we get that. Of course, I must say that this is non-trivial. This is computation of Morel. But as it is a non-endoscopic case, it's not the worst situation. Okay? So just, that's the end with Iwaori level. The fact is that we can do the same for any level structure, in fact. So I will explain it in 2 minutes, and it's very easy. So the assumption is that GQP is unramified. So I will introduce some letters, okay? I will go quite quick. So we fix M an integer. We have SH bad and SH good. Bad reduction, good reduction. And this is over the rational number. So this has hyperspatial level at P. and this has principal gamma of p to the m at p. Okay, so the general level structure. Of course, this exists on generic fiber. Then we all know that we have integral models for SH good. Then there exists S good. So this is a standard integral model by Kozitz. Then I remind you that Shin and Scholze, for instance, defined an uncontrolled integral model of the bad reduction guy just by taking normalization. And that is enough for their purpose. So S bad is the normalization of S good in SH bad. Or in the other direction, I don't know how my one must say. So that's Shin and Scholze. Then we must turn to compactification. So the theorem due to Lann is that there exists S good mean and S good tor over the integer. So natural model for minimal and toroidal compactification. So when the variety is smooth, then we just do a silly thing. We construct model for the compactification with bad reduction just by normalization in the same spirit. Okay, just perhaps I must say that Pink has constructed a SH bad mean and SH bad tor over the rational number. Okay? And then we get S bad mean and S bad tor. That's quite complicated, the notation. Just by normalization. Okay? And what is the key fact? The key fact is that such toroidal compactification defined by normalization still have like a product structure. So S bad tor, you look at it locally at infinity, and it still have a product structure. And what is nice is that on the bottom, what do you get? You get, of course, something with bad reduction, but this is not, this is just the thing defined by Shin and Scholze for a small Shimura varieties. Okay? So this is Shin and Scholze integral model by normalization for SH bad prime. So just this process of taking compactification is compatible with the process of Shin and Scholze. And then you get, as usual, some abelian scheme and some torus and torus embedding. So I must just say that there is in fact a tricky point. It really uses that you have a principal level structure to avoid issue with normalization of an abelian scheme inside an abelian scheme. Okay, I use something. And just, you can play the same game, and what do you get? I will just state a few theorems, a few things, but so the first thing is to play with vanishing cycles and direct images. And what do you get? You get that, just as before, that the compactly supported cohomology So you forget compactification. Yeah? The compactly supported cohomology of the generic fiber can be computed on the special fiber. So even if the special fiber is, we don't know what it is, it might be horrible, but such a formula is true, and the same proof is true. Okay? And what is the corollary is that Montovan's formula holds for non-proper Schumer varieties. Then essentially, you also can do everything what Shin and Schulte did for the compact case. You take tau in the Galois group or Weyl group at V, projecting to a power of Frobenius. You take H, a function with support in the hyperspecial subgroup at P. You take FP, a function outside. Okay? And then the theorem. So, of course, it uses a lot of computation of Morel. The theorem is that the trace of tau times H and FP, any function, any Galois group element, inside the intersection cohomology of the generic fiber, so with any level, so this is minimal compactification. What is that equal? I will state it in terms of trace formula. You take the sum over all elliptic endoscopic groups, and you take your standard coefficient, and you take the full discrete part of the stable trace formula for some special kind of transfer. That's exactly the expression appearing in the work on Shin and Schulte, but now it's also for non-proper Schumer varieties. And of course, we are quite happy because we see really the full discrete spectrum, and there is nothing coming from Eisenstein series. And so the spectral expression is quite simple, in fact. As one might guess, using the Matsushima formula. Okay.
Thank you.